Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's happening, family?
What's going on?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. And my other host
is...
You're about to know who it is if you don't already know.
His other host...
I'll see y'all later.
His wife, his girlfriend, his lover. I go by the name of Angel Tanksley legally. I go by the name of Angel Lakita Moore professionally. But I'm also known in these streets as That Chick Angel. That Chick Angel touring with her husband starting June 11th in Hollywood at the Bourbon Store. You didn't know I was going to end it like that. At the Bourbon Store. That was even cleaner. You heard them crispy runs. Anyways, if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. We are so happy to have you. This is a podcast of two people who really love each other, even though he's acting like he doesn't. Me and my husband have been
dirty hands off me.
Me and my husband have been doing this podcast since 2016. On and off, we have been regularly doing it for 3 whole years straight without missing a daggone week. Yeah. And we finally decided to take this show on the road. So if you would like to be able to see our shenanigans in person, it looks a little bit different than this podcast that you're listening to or watching. It's going to be very audience.
A lot more energy.
Yeah, a lot of energy from Marcus, which, you know, wow. Also a lot more audience interaction. So we will be posting the link to tickets. Right now we only have the LA show on sale. So if you are in the LA area or you know someone, send them the link. Let them know. Come out and see us.
Absolutely.
And the tickets are selling very well.
Yes.
Praise God.
They are. And if you in LA and you ain't got a ticket, and if you don't get a ticket, just know that you're ruining the show for the rest of the cities. Because LA... Is that, are we going to do this? Are we going to continue to do this?
Yeah. It's looking good like we're going to continue to do this. It's looking good, but it ain't official yet. So, bottom tickets. Also, we want to give a shout out to the sponsors of today's episode. And we have two wonderful sponsors that we've worked with a lot, and we'll tell you more about them later on in the show. They are HelloFresh and BetterHelp. So if you decide that you are looking for some great ways to do your meals, or if you think you want to give therapy a try, you're going to want to definitely check out both of our sponsors and use our promo codes to let them know that we sent you there, because when you support our sponsors, you're actually supporting us. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. We also want to give a beautiful, huge shout out to the people who keep these lights on, okay? Absolutely. And they are our Patreon members. Right, we call them our immediate family. They're actually watching us film this live. They watch us every Monday. We film this live every Monday. It then goes up on YouTube as well as on different podcast platforms on Wednesday. So they get it live. They see all the technical difficulties. We actually had a full conversation before the podcast actually pressed record. So they get the behind the scenes as well as other podcasts that we do. Let Us Tell It might be going live. That's a podcast Marcus has with Greg Goolsby. Might be. That's not a definite. Mommy Confessions, which is a podcast that I do with Denora Walcott and Quinn Walters. That's live for Patreon, as well as the main episode of Here's the Thing and all of the Bald and the Beautiful podcasts. So that's what, five podcasts that you get for $5?
Yeah, that you get live.
Live. It don't get no
on
better
on top
than
of all the other stuff. I just got hit with some, what they call?
I don't know.
Some copyright issues, because I took Patreon to a car show and they was playing music in the background.
That won't keep happening. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because
I try to get away from it, but it was still heard.
And also they get pre-sale on different items that we sell, whether it be man shit, mama likes, or our tour, or our merchandise.
Absolutely.
So for that $5, you getting a lot.
You're getting a lot.
Okay? All right. Okay.
Yeah. So we usually kick this podcast off with one of two segments. One is Tanksley Pride. That's one of our four boys. That ain't the one we're doing. We're going to do In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
Yes.
Yes.
You want me to kick it off? You going to kick it off?
You go ahead, babe.
I'll go ahead and kick it off. I'm going to let you know what's got me in my. We do something that's got us feeling good, something's got us feeling some type of way. I'm just going to get this off my chest, what's got me feeling some type of way. Last week, Monday morning, I woke up with severe allergy symptoms. Like, woke up out of my sleep sneezing, which never happens. Like, what is going on? I had the itchy eyes and everything. We filmed that episode last week, so if you can see the episode, you can probably see that I ain't feeling too good. As the day progressed, I got worse and worse and worse. I couldn't warm up. I was cold, freezing cold. Angel, no, I got my sick socks. That's these socks. This is like Arctic blizzard socks that you wear, like, inside boots. I put them on. Put on some sweatpants, my house robe.
That robe is when I know.
The robe could wrap around me. You know something ain't right. And when I tell you that happened Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, it went away just as quick as it came.
Yeah.
Except it's still lingering. So the biggest thing that's got me in my feelings right now is ever since I had COVID, my sense of smell goes in and out.
Yeah.
Whenever I have allergy symptoms or a cold, I lose my sense of smell. Like, this morning is the most consistent day I've had. Like, when I first woke up, couldn't smell nothing.
Yeah.
As the morning progressed, I'm like, okay, now I got, you know, pretty much all my smell back. But it might go out again, like, tonight. I don't know. And it's truly pissed me off, because I didn't realize how sensitive I was to smells until probably right before COVID, when you pointed out, like, you smell everything. I'm like, I do. Mm-hmm. Like, not, like, walk up and smell. Like, I can just smell stuff. Like,
yeah.
Somebody down the street smoking.
He got them big nostrils. That's that stuff come up in there.
So that's like a strong sense for me to lose that often. And I don't like it.
Yeah.
And then you realize, what am I not smelling?
Yeah.
Like, I went, walked up and hugged Kennedy when we got back. And I was like, do my arms stink? I don't know. It's been a long day. Did I put on deodorant? I can't remember. Mm-hmm. And I can't smell if I did or not.
Yeah.
That's really pissing me off.
I'm so sorry. I would be pissed off if I were you too.
And then, because there's some mucus buildup, you know, your ears be clogging up. We was driving yesterday, change of elevation, getting all this pressure in my ears. So now my smell and my hearing be going out. Mm-hmm. I can still hear, but it's like difficult to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. This got me pissed off. COVID can kiss my ass.
Well, let me tell you what's got me pissed off. As y'all see me, if you're watching me, I'm over here moving around all sore. I feel like I'm getting old, babe. I feel like age is creeping up on me. And what I mean by that.
You just said my hip popped.
Exactly. So I stopped into my girlfriend's bowling birthday party on Saturday and didn't have no bowling shoes, me nor Marcus, because we were only going to be there for like 20 minutes. And they were like, here, you want to take you want to bowl? And I said, oh, okay. And I never, other than when I was little and when my mother used to bowl on a regular basis and I had my own bowling ball, I usually don't stick my fingers in the holes. One, I'm just not a good enough bowler for that. I have very delicate, weak wrists. They are so, like, they have no strength. So I usually bowl
get
like
some
a
wrist curls.
Real. I don't care that they're weak. It's fine. Anyways, I bowl with both hands on the ball, and I squat, and I push the ball down the middle of the aisle. So it's like a low squat, right? So that's how I'm going to bowl
Angel
this time.
Angel bowls like a toddler.
Like a baby. Yeah, like a baby would bowl. So I go to do that this time. And when I go to squat with this 14-pound ball, I feel the inside of my hip pop. Right? And I know, all right, you need to go ahead and stand back up because I don't know what else is going to happen, right? And so I could feel like the little bit of the ache. So they had me bowl again, and it didn't pop again, but I felt the ache of where it popped. And I was like, what the hell is this? So now while I'm sitting here watching this, while we're sitting here doing this podcast, I'm putting myself in different positions that don't hurt, but to get out of the position is sore. Like I just had my leg tucked underneath me. I'm still very flexible. So that hasn't gone away. But the way my muscles begin to ache if they, once I come out of those positions. I was just telling Marcus or my mother as well, if I've been standing for a very long time, if I need to bend over, I cannot do it fast because
yeah, you said it yesterday.
The muscles in my back are so tight that if I bend over, I'm afraid I'm going to do something if I do it too fast. And I'm like, what is this? Like, I just, this podcast has been, we've been shooting for the past 10 minutes. I tucked my left foot underneath my right thigh, like so my legs were like in a number four. And then I was like, okay, I'm about to pull my leg down. The soreness in my hip trying to get my foot down pisses me off. Why is this happening? Another thing that's got me pissed off, and then I'm going to move up off of this, is I'm still big, y'all. I ain't been eating right. But as much as I'm working out, I feel like something should have moved. And don't tell me it's all about the food. I know that.
Kevin, you can't.
Shut up.
All right.
Is what I just said. But this is the thing that's frustrating is that then it's no point. It makes it feel like there's no point to work out. And I know there's a point to work out. Let me just discuss my feelings.
Let's just get it out. Let him use you.
Is that I'm doing all this working out and eating this kind of the same. And my weight isn't moving. So I could just eat the same and my weight not move.
I think it would.
You think it would go up? I don't think it would.
Why don't I just not eat and just stay this size and just eat? No.
I think it would. I think it would stay where it is.
I don't think it would.
That's what it was doing?
No, you definitely lost some size. You weight?
Maybe I'm talking about the weight. I'm talking about.
Okay, your weight, what you weigh, may not have changed, but your size has.
No, and let me tell you why I know my size ain't really changed. My clothes tell the truth. All fit in exactly the same. Got to still jump to get my jeans on. Yeah. Still big. That's all right. My eating program changes this week, so I ain't worried about it. Because I'm going to drop some LBs before the tour. When y'all see me in Hollywood, y'all going to be like, wow, Angel, you look the same. But I'm going to be able to show y'all when I pull my jeans. I'll be like, look at all that space. Look at all that. Listen, one of the ways that I'm able to change my eating is actually with something we already use. That's HelloFresh. Because HelloFresh offers so many plans for whatever, I want to say meal plan that you want, whatever your dietary needs are. HelloFresh, you are able to get farm fresh seasonal recipes that are pre-portioned ingredients delivered right to your door. Flavors of full bloom. And at HelloFresh, enjoy the taste of spring with chef-created, chef-crafted recipes featuring ripe seasonal ingredients delivered right to your doorstep. Right now, we're on the pescatarian program or pescatarian meal plan because we don't eat beef or pork, so that guarantees we won't get it in there. But HelloFresh makes dinner time a snap with delicious, easy options that will please everyone at your table, from fit and wholesome. So that's what we're about to switch to, because a girl's got to get fit and wholesome, to pescatarian to veggie. And they have a meal plan that suits your lifestyle. Plus, you can swap out proteins and sides to your liking. HelloFresh cares about quality, and that's why their seasonal ingredients are picked at the peak ripeness and travel from the farm to your home in less than 7 days. So you know that they are fresh. What did I fix recently?
Flatbread.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I've made some flatbread pizza or flatbread. It was barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
It tasted like it was from a restaurant. It tasted so good. And actually, it was a barbecue chicken. I added the chicken to it. It was barbecue sauce. There was mozzarella. There was, what are those things called? Green peppers. It was so good. And then I added a little bit of chicken sausage to it to like, no, chicken meatballs to jazz it up. It was really tasty. I'm telling you, we love HelloFresh at our home, and you'll love it in your home. So go to HelloFresh.com/argue16.
Argue16.
And use code argue16.
Argue16.
For 16 free meals plus free shipping. Again, that's go to HelloFresh.com/argue16.
Argue16.
And use code argue16.
Argue16.
For 16 free meals plus free shipping. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
So what's got you feeling good?
What's got me feeling good? Is this tour, you guys.
Uh-huh.
Sorry to be all mucusy right now. We have been doing something that Marcus has never done before. I've only produced one live show on my own. Well, not on my own. I had a producing partner. And it can be scary to bet on yourself. Like, embarrassing if it doesn't go well. Because you're like, yeah, I can do this. And then people don't show up, you're like, well, maybe I can't. We are betting on ourselves with this podcast tour, and we have been really selling tickets. We are about to have to cut off VIP because these VIP tickets have been going.
Yeah, okay? They've been going.
And not only that, like out here lately, because I've been having to do a lot more in-person auditions, I've been running into people that recognize me. Along with, they recognize you, even though you're not there with me. When they're mentioning me, they are also mentioning you.
Mm.
And so I'm able to invite them to the live show. I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm like, well, me and my husband have a podcast. We're doing it live here in Hollywood. Oh, and one woman was like, my husband just sent me that. I said, well, go ahead, get the ticket. And then when y'all come, make sure you get my attention so I can meet your husband as well. One little girl, she didn't recognize me from online, she recognized me from Saturday. She was like, were you Miss Whitaker? And I was like, I was. She was like, oh my God. another girl, she too young to come to our show. She, not even 18 yet, she'll be 18 next week, was like, I saw when we were at a fitting together, I saw her phone kind of did like this, so I could see what was on her phone. And I saw she was on my Instagram page. And I was like, well, I'm not supposed to be in this girl's phone. But I wanted to be like, why are you looking at my page? And are you following me? Because if you aren't, go ahead and click that follow. She said, she eventually, when the conversation got back to me, because we were all talking about something else, she said, excuse me, were you on the Mom's View? And I said, girl, yes. And what were you doing over on the Mom's View? You were
a child.
You
was been in a school.
You in, yeah, exactly. She said, oh, I watched it every week. So being out here in these streets, seeing that people actually recognize us and seeing people being like, oh, y'all doing a live show? And I'm like, yes, come, please, has been really, really dope. Yeah. And I do feel like me and Marcus have produced a really enjoyable show.
Yeah, I feel like it's a pretty good show.
I feel like people are going to laugh and laugh and laugh and have such a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, and now that the world is open, I do feel like people are looking for ways to have a good time. And I know we have all these conversations about, or these, there's a lot of conversations about AI and how it's kind of making jobs disappear and the meta world making human connection look very different. But I still feel like there is a arena in which people want to be around people.
I feel like we are so many generations from that being a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Of people accepting something, literally something fake over something real.
Right. Right.
I think we are like, you might see it. It might feel like it's closer than what it actually, I feel like we are so many generations away from it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we are, because that's what's going to sell these tickets.
I hate to jump over.
Go ahead. Jump on.
Put it this way. Like these plants, somebody come in and be like, oh, but if somebody sees that one of these plants is real, they're going to be like, oh, this is real. You always get that out of a fake plant. I mean, out of a real plant.
Yeah.
When people assume that it's fake and they walk over and realize that it's real, they're always like, oh, my God, because people still want authenticity. They still want something real.
And I think we still are impressed by real talent.
Right.
We're still impressed by what another human being is capable of doing.
Two identical pieces of artwork. You could put one up and say this came off of a printer, but this dude, somebody did this with a pencil. This one's going to be worth a whole lot more. People will pay a lot more for it versus something that was done by a machine.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, the tour has got me feeling good. I am so excited for the world to see you in person. I really, really am. And I'm so excited for you to push yourself past your natural comfort zone, which is to not talk to people. And
I'm going to be talking to y'all over in VIP and not VIP.
Yeah. I'll
be on stage talking to y'all. I'm a very interactive person when I'm on stage, I found.
Yeah. He does really, his audience work is... it's strong. So
it's easier for me to talk to people versus let me address the room versus let me just talk to you real quick though.
Like, yes. There's so many things that I want to say, but I don't want to blow the surprise. But I'm excited. I'm just excited. Okay, what's got you feeling good?
This tour, it's hard. It's hard to whenever we bring a subject up, not talk about this tour, because even though me and Angel got so much going on, that's not even had nothing to do with the tour. That's the most exciting, newest thing that's coming up is this goddamn tour.
Yeah.
Just the merch alone, I'm excited about.
So, wait a minute. This is what I'm saying. This is what Hanako said. I saw Marcus at Chicago Book Event. He looked so fine in person. And Angel nicely taught me how to take a selfie. Fine. He is fine. Wait until you see him in person. Fine. That's right. Big grin, all the teeth. That's how he gonna smile in all y'all's pictures.
I might not look like it. I'm a very approachable person.
Exactly.
Victor not always sometimes. With victory.
Not always with everybody.
But I'm a very approachable person. But no, like I said, it's hard to when you also what you got going on that you're excited about, man. It's tours. It's like I said, with the merch, I'm excited about. I think we talked about that last week.
So you talk about the merch for the tour?
Yeah.
We got some merch in for the tour.
We got some merch in. We got some
so
other merch
excited about it.
That we still working on.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll be excited about that too once we get everything finalized. This sneeze has been coming for the past minute and a half. I've been fighting it, but I was like, just accept it.
Oh.
That bastard left. Son of a bitch. Anyway, yeah, man, before you brought the tour up, I was like, let me not, because I did that last week. I was like, you know, I talked about the tour.
But this is going to be talking about this tour until the tour is over.
Let me move over into working out again. But I don't care.
Yeah.
I've been working out, but who cares? This tour.
the tour.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet people. I got some right here. Don't even worry about it.
No, she's going to toss it to you. Toss her the whole box. Yeah. Y'all hear his little nose just.
Damn, Victory.
His little nose is so full of snot. I'm going to take over. go ahead, blow your nose while I talk so you can get that snot up out of there. Let me tell you something. Actually, you know what I could do? I could tell y'all about our next sponsor. I don't think there's anything wrong with that because we definitely love our next sponsor, and we hope that you love them too. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. So I spend time with myself, like just by myself, probably at least I give myself like 2 hours. Like, I have my self-care day, but it's interrupted by different things. Now, when it comes to other people, I spend a nice chunk of time with other people. My children take up a lot of my time. My husband takes up a lot of my time, on top of my friends, my mom, my sisters. And, you know, it can be easy to get caught up on everything, everyone else and what they need from you, especially when you're a mother, especially when you're a woman. And sometimes it's hard to not take a moment to think about what you need from yourself. But when we spend all that time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin, burnt out, empty, just not feeling as if we're able to really give to ourselves. Well, therapy is a tool that can help you balance more in life so you can keep supporting others while also not leaving yourself feeling empty or left behind, because who wants that? If you've ever had therapy, you know the benefits. I am currently in therapy, and it is one of the most life-changing things I've ever decided to take part of. With my therapist, I'm not only able to go over some of the things that are just kind of weighing down on me, but she's also able to help me see habits and behaviors that I am displaying that aren't a benefit to myself, i.e. not giving myself time, not pouring into myself. And while, yeah, you might think you'd be able to get that insight from a friend, that's not always the case. You need a professional who knows how to look for those signs. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be flexible, to be convenient, to be comfortable, because you can do it wherever you feel comfortable, right? And what's great about BetterHelp is that you take out a questionnaire and they match you with someone they feel like would fit you and your needs. And you can switch therapists at any time at no additional cost. So find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
So we are going to, wait a minute, did you want to finish talking about your
things? Feeling good?
Yeah.
The tour.
That's it.
No, it's just different aspects, thinking about it, just trying to gear my mind up for, like, even the LA show right now. We know, well, at least as of, what was that, Monday, we knew how many VIP tickets we had sold. So I'm like, all right, that's this many people. I got to make sure that I'm giving everybody the same amount of
and
energy.
And you will.
Like, I can't get burned out, you know, or even if I am burned out, I can't show it. And just because we know what that venue looks like, it makes it even more exciting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's so different from what I imagined. Like, even last year, year before, you know, still working 9-to-5, realizing that I was about to step away from my 9-to-5. Imagining that we now going on tour, like Angel said, it is a little nerve wracking, like betting on yourself. And it's like, is these people going to show up? Is it going to go as well as we think it's going to go? It's a lot of pressure, but exciting nonetheless.
You know what I told my therapist, though?
What you tell your therapist?
What I told my therapist, and she told me I was so healthy. She said, do you hear how healthy you sound? And if I told y'all this last week, y'all just going to hear it again. I said, I think I did tell, I told y'all on a podcast, I said, I've gotten to the point that I'm okay if this doesn't go well.
That's dope.
I said, I am excited that we are doing it.
Yeah, I get that. I think I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
just didn't voice it to myself though.
Yeah.
I'm like, even if, like, let's say ticket sales stop where they're at, I know even if these people show up, they're going to have the time of their life.
Yes.
And everybody else just going to miss out.
and usually that's not me, but I am at that point, and it's what's kept me from getting, like, anxious. Like, some of that nervous energy is actually great because it's keeping me on my toes. Like, there's some stuff we have to shoot today in regard to the tour. And so, like, that is at the top of my mind. There's certain things we have to have in order. We have to have, you know, ordered in time. So that nervousness is what's keeping me from letting stuff fall through the cracks. But it hasn't got to the place of past nervousness that I'm so stressed that I can't, that I'm taking the joy out of the process of doing it, taking the joy out of the decision that we made to do this. Yeah. Because
it's one of those, like, if we only have enough to where we break absolute even in LA,
mm-hmm.
the people that show up, we're going to have a whole lot of fun with.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have fun.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying, with.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I just feel good. I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I feel really, 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 really good. But, yeah.
All right, fam. So, moving on. Main topic for today is...
be a main topic.
Why ain't we? Because we still got to do hot takes with Tank before the main topic. Feel like we've been going for a minute.
We have.
Okay. Uh-huh. Moving on.
I was like, what?
Moving back. Hot Tanksley take. Hot Tanksley take.
Y'all always know it's going to be something when Marcus leaves this podcast.
Look, I had it. I was like, I know what's next. We two ads in. I know we at the main topic right now. Hot Tanksley take.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you give me something?
Or you give me something, or I give you, it's whatever you want to do.
This is a segment where Angel usually gives me something. I don't know what it's going to be. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling froggish. She gives me something, and I do a rant about it. Mm-hmm. Whether it be positive or negative, she usually tells me which way I got to lean. It started off as just negative, like giving me something to rant about, but every now and then we make it exciting.
Yeah.
And sometimes she makes it challenging. Sometimes she just wants to hear something interesting.
If y'all didn't know, Marcus's spiritual gift is complaining. It's not listed in the Bible somehow, but Marcus is definitely tapped into it. It's one of his zones of genius.
It's in there.
So Marcus, I'm actually not going to make this difficult for you. I want you to do a hot Tanksley take on men's clothing.
Men's clothing? What's to like? You understand me? I know women go through this too, but there was a time, one time, I went into Abercrombie & Fitch, mm-hmm. not knowing what was going on. Didn't know that they actually make clothes different to fit different. I'm going to go ahead and say it, races of people. Put these clothes on. They fit so ill. I've never put anything on that felt like that.
Uh-huh.
It was just so ill. I can't even explain it. It's like didn't have a butt and hips. I didn't think I had a butt and hips until I put on pants that didn't have that.
Uh-huh.
The thing with men's clothes is I mean, you can get creative with clothes. You know, men can dress. Mm-hmm. But it, like, you see how you just threw this on?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Like, this is a very nice looking outfit Angel got on.
Mm-hmm.
If I just throw something on, it's gonna be jeans and a t-shirt. Yep. You know how much effort goes into a man for him to look nice, and he just threw something on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get that. Like, Angel's family always, oh, Marcus, his shoes always match his shirt. Look at him matching. You know how low the bar got to be set for somebody to see your shoes matching your shirt, and that's mind blowing. That means who. You know how, I don't think y'all understand how low the bar has to be set.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has to be set real low. And I ain't knocking nobody for doing what they do. But I know there's a lot of men in my life. One of my friends, a couple friends that we know, one day they showed up to our house. I said, she looks like that she's about to go to a formal event, and he looks like he's about to give you a bid to remodel your kitchen. And they were going to the same exact, we were all going to the same event, and that was his every day. I don't care if he was going to church or going out to dinner. That's what he looked like he was about to be dressed like. Because we don't, it's, yes, there's options out here for men, but unless you go to the high, high end, you always know a man when he dresses well. You can say, now, he always dresses well. Think about how much time and effort. If you ever ask that fool, where'd you get this? Oh, I had to go over to so-and-so, went above and beyond. He had to go to the top of a mountaintop, ask an oracle, what's the best place to go for me to shop and get this? Women, on the other hand, y'all can walk through Target. Y'all can take three outfits and turn it into nine. You go over to the men's section, you're going to have khakis, jeans, and shorts of different colors. You're going to have button-up shirts and T-shirts. Then you're going to have some Hanes tank tops. That's it. That's it. Macy's. There's Macy's out here. They have a women's building. Ain't nothing in there but women's clothes, and it's three stories.
They have the men's one. It's men's and home.
It's men's, homes, and kids. And we have a quarter of the men's section is on a quarter of the floor. Uh-huh. The rest of that shit is home and kids. And then you got bedding and furniture on the top level. You go to the other side of the mall, Macy's. I don't know why I don't say Macy's women, because I've walked in there so many fucking times thinking I was about to go shopping. I'm like, oh, walk in. Oh, this is women. Let me go upstairs. Oh, that's formal women's. Well, let me go down to the bottom level. I must have walked in on the middle. Bottom level. Lingerie, underwear for women's. Where's the men's? Oh, it's on the other side. Other store? No, the mall. What is that? I mean, it's you walk through the mall and you see women's clothing, women's clothing. This store's for women. That store's for women. That got men's and women's, but it looked like our closet. There's a small section for the women, for the men, and the rest is women. The hell with men's clothing. If a dude want to dress and put on some work, can you say cross dress?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows? I understand it. It gives them more options if you want to throw a dress on. You know, he might not even be like, hey, he married, got kids, but hey, he be rocking his back out with him in his spaghetti strap dress. Hey, I get it. You got options now.
All the pee-pee.
I'm over here buying all these random ass jackets of different assortment of colors, trying to throw some outfits together because I'm on camera all these damn weeks. Got to switch it up. Well, let me put this shirt on. I can throw a jacket on with it.
Oh.
Got me so I got these jeans. Oh, here's some burgundy jeans. What can I wear with that? Nothing. I got a pair of burgundy jeans. I've struggled. I can put on a black shirt with it.
And they look good, though. Robin, I didn't think he was going there either. I was like, wait a minute. Why is he asking me if he could say cross-dress?
Yeah. See, dude, tatted up, long beard, sleeve, full sleeves, tatted. Like, hey, dude, rocking that skirt, though. Hey, he got options, at least now. He might have a little struggle getting his top tied in the back, but it's like, why y'all zippers in the back? Who thought of that?
Because it messes up the look.
I'll do it. I was going to say, they should design it to where it looks right in the front. Make it a zigzag zipper.
They have some stuff like that.
Y'all need help putting on everything. We don't, because we ain't got much to put on. It's going to slip over your head or your arm's going to go through. That's it.
Are you right? I never have to help you dress.
Ever. If you have to help me dress, something is wrong. I done herniated a disc.
You didn't hurt yourself if I didn't have to help you. Oh, shit.
Angel, full health. Mm-hmm. I had to button this.
I tried to button it multiple times. It didn't work. Oh, Jesus.
That's how you know. Y'all got so many options. It's like, ain't no woman ever going to need to dress herself because she's going to have so many options. Fill it up with clothes.
But this is what I'm telling you. It's going to make it hard for me to try to go pee later without the help of someone. That's the problem.
Is that the problem?
That is a problem. I'm just saying. Oh, that was great. Hot Tanksley Jake. If you want to see more of that, you better come see us on tour. Live, June 11th, Hollywood.
Go back, look at the episode. See if you can see a difference. I got on dark jeans and my shirt changes. If I threw away all my jeans and kept these, y'all would never know.
Shantae said you need a male romper.
Shut up, Shantae. Damn romper.
Oh,
me dude. Of all people, I'm going to start posting fashion shit.
You need to.
No, I already shot it.
He shot all of his stuff. We waiting for it to come out, boo.
I got 40 different pair of jeans. And the only thing changing the back is the logo. It looked like I just ripped. It's like a Velcro logo. I just rip it off, put it on a different set.
Oh, ooh, Jesus, shut up.
Moving on. Main topic.
Main topic.
Oh, this is a good one, too. The slumber sabotage. You understand me? Oh, when sleep when sleep.
I love that.
Sleep intrudes on intimacy after years of shared life. Every couple shows struggle. This week, we're diving into our hidden thoughts and feelings when
sleep
siren. Excuse me. The sleep siren calls asleep and threatens and to derail our sexy time.
Yeah. That's Marcus anytime. Something catches him off guard. So break that down in layman terms.
So as y'all, you know, as you get older, you get sleepy. All right. Mm-hmm. Sleep will take over your life. You got an evening planned. You know, you done been out talking trash, talking sexy. All of this, well, when we get home, this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. And then you open up the door, and sleep is Ving Rhymes just sitting there. What's his name, Ving Rhymes?
Ving Rhymes.
Sleep.
Y'all know who we're talking about.
The Dwayne Johnson sitting there with with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire saying you ain't going to get none of that in. You're going to take your ass to sleep. That's sleep derailing.
Yes. Does sleep ever derail you?
Don't get a chance to, because it derails you.
No. Well, that's because you don't go to sleep at a... It does derail you.
In the morning.
Yes, I was about to say. Morning. You try to make it seem like it's just me. But sleep derails you in the morning.
It don't derail me in the morning.
Record reflect.
That's not true.
Let the record reflect. That's today on this podcast, my husband is being called to the table.
Let's call it.
Sleep derails you in the morning.
Tell you why it don't derail me.
And at 4:30, 5:30 in the morning.
Let's talk about it.
When I would love nothing more than to go to Pound Town, you're like, let me get my wits about me. Let my body understand what the hell's going on.
You
want
to know why that don't derail me?
Why?
Because I wasn't on the rail to begin with. I was asleep. I didn't go to bed telling you, hey, 4:30 in the morning, this is going to happen. However, when sleep derails you, you brought that up. You said this is going to happen.
Of course.
Let me finish.
Of course I brought it up.
All right, then.
But what does that have to do with anything?
That's you getting derailed by sleep. This is all these little false. That I see it coming. Derailed. All these little false promises come.
You said, according to you, you're always on the track.
I'm going to.
According to Marcus Anthony Tanksley the First, you're always on the track. First of all, that's not how I sleep. I sleep like this.
I have video and I sent it to you.
I sleep like this. I sleep.
You alive.
Gorgeously. I sleep like an Instagram model.
Big ass bottom lip gets to poking out.
But according to you, you always on the track. So yes,
I'm always on the track.
Okay, then 5:36, you're derailed by your sleep.
No, I'm not. Yes. I still have sex. I just won't enjoy it. I'm willing to have sex.
But why?
A lot of people. I think most people love morning sex. I don't.
But no, why would you still want to have sex if you don't think you're going to enjoy it? That's where Marcus doesn't get it.
You want to talk about it?
That's what Marcus doesn't get. Shut up for a second. Marcus doesn't get that I would prefer not to have sex if I'm not going to fully want to do it. And Marcus is like, that listen, your consent does not need to be based on how you're going to feel about it. Your consent should be based on, I love you and want to have sex with you and you love me. Your want to have sex at the moment should not have to be involved in the consent. Why?
I'm sorry, what point are you making?
Is that why, like, they're okay. For instance, when you don't want to talk to folk,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to talk to them, right. Period. And so most of the time you will not.
For 20 years, I didn't want to talk to folk. I went to work, but guess what I did? I talked to them people.
No, not all the time. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you would make sure that there were certain situations you didn't put yourself in so you wouldn't have to talk to them.
There was a lot of situations where I couldn't help but talk to them.
Okay, so in sex, I should have the option. Well, I do. It's not that I should. I do have the option. When I'm like, it's not going to be as good for me because I am sleepy, to be like, nah, not tonight. Because I'm about to fall asleep.
And how often is this?
What do you mean?
You said there are times.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
There are times, yeah, when I need some sleep. Don't put your dick on my thigh. Yeah. Because there
you
is
should
a
say,
light.
There are times where you do want to have sex and it's late at night. Anyway, so what were you saying?
I'm saying, why do you not care if you want to do it or not? But you'll do it anyway.
All right, I'll answer this for any woman out there that don't understand.
It's just for any, you tell me.
I'll tell you, because there's no telling when's the next time that the moment that the stars will align. No, because it's sex. Give a damn if I'm ready to do it or not.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Two different brains. Two different heads have two different brains. I'm going to let you know now. Sometimes it works to our benefit. Don't always work to our benefit,
right.
though.
Right. Right. I guess because, well, how much do you think your mind plays into the act of sex? Or is it just physical? You could, brain could be half.
No, my mind, as I get older, my mind definitely plays.
Ooh, talk more about that, please.
Yeah, it's become more mental than what it used to be.
Come be more
look
elaborate.
I don't know.
What was it like before compared to now? That'll help.
I'm more easily distracted mentally than mm-hmm. I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Before it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. Could be shooting at me. Somebody could be running, charging at us. Didn't matter until they knock me out of this. I am good to go. But now it's just like, I don't know. It's like, I get more easily distracted. Like the environment in the shower, the water's too hot. That's going to distract me.
The environment.
If we outside, if I think people can see us off in the distance, back in the day, I didn't care. Matter of fact, let me change positions. Let me switch up my stroke. You can see this. Now I'm just like, oh, because people see it. You know, I ain't ripped up like it used to be.
Do you feel like if you were in better shape, you would it be less distracted?
Nah, it's full mental.
It's full mental.
Yeah. Angel be on the phone sometimes with certain people right before. I'm like, no, we got to put some time between now and then. I can't have this.
And for me, it's not the immediate distractions that usually knock me out of it. Like, you know, whether I can hear the kids outside. I can tune them out.
Yeah. Kids. Stuff like kids outside, no, I can.
I can tune out. But no, like, you don't like if the bed is too loud.
So I feel like somebody can hear that bed moving or squeaking, that's going to.
I don't care.
In my house. Hotel. Who gives a damn? But in my house.
I do not.
Yeah, she don't care.
I don't care.
And this raggedy ass piece of shit bed we got. Look, we had a high quality bed. Angel wanted, she wanted the whole shit. I got to have the headboard that goes up. This piece of shit. We ain't got to do nothing. I can sit in bed and just clap my hands and that bed going, hat, whoop, hat. Why is it so squeaky? I hate that damn bed.
But listen though. Listen.
Oh, I hate that bed.
So that is where you and I differ, because Marcus knows I'm a middle of the day type of girl. The biggest distraction for me is my to-do list. If I haven't got my to-do list in a good place, it's going to be really hard for me to to turn. And there's a lot of times where I purposefully be like, well, F it, Angel. Come on. Just game time. Let's go. I'm having to do a remember the Titans type of speech. This is for Sparta type of speech to like get over my to-do list. But when I feel like, oh, my to-do list is in a good place, I'm going to want to do it in places where, yeah, it might not be as convenient. It might be a lot easier to get caught. Oh, well, as long as I'm not in a physically uncomfortable position. So, wow, sleep might derail me more, huh? Distractions derail you more.
How often distractions derail me?
I don't know, Marcus, because I don't.
Sleep you 5 times a week.
Well, because you always want to do it at a late time. Why do you do that?
It ain't even late. No.
Be like 9:30. That's late.
No, later. It's always later.
It's the to-do list. Help my to-do list. Help that to-do
ain't
list.
There's no helping your to-do list.
Yes, there is.
There is no helping your to-do list.
That's you. You're copping out.
You copping out.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you to help me.
When it comes to this.
No.
Because you got 8 to-do lists.
But Marcus, look at them and be like, I done knocked off 6 of those.
Lies.
I'll be like, I'm ready.
Angel, lying her ass off. Don't be out here lying to these people.
Marcus.
Don't be out here lying to these people.
You have the last couple of times we have done it. Who has initiated?
You had to. Because I was done.
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Done.
You are telling a false narrative. I had to start us back because you were sick. So I had to let you know that I was cool with where
you
were.
There was one night recently, last week. And you was like, no, before we go to bed, I gave up on it. Why would I believe her? And she got up, went to bed, and she was ready. I was like, what?
Ready, huh? Had a great time.
That's happened. I can count on one
hand. It don't happen
often
because I don't like to do the late. However, though, during the middle of the day, I've initiated the last few times. Don't try to take those from me. Like, well,
you had a good week or two.
Don't try to diminish it.
I'm diminishing it, damn it. Because okay. It don't happen. It's rare.
This is how he kills
it. It's
you
rare.
You know what derails him?
It's
his
rare.
His spiritual
you.
Gift, complaining. That's what derails you. You be derailing yourself.
No, you be derailing yourself.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
You complain. And it's like, just
no, because
be
no,
happy.
No. Hell no. No, I'm going to let you know what this bullshit is. Because it's always, look, it won't even be on my mind. It's always on my mind. But I won't be thinking, okay, ain't nothing about to happen. And Angela spark up the conversation. Or she'll say, oh, this is going to happen at this time. And that's going to happen at that time. And ooh, when this happened, oh, it's going to happen. And most of the time it does not happen because she's busy.
Okay, but what does that have to do with what has been happening currently? Huh?
It's like, me doing this. But what's that guy? I'm touching you right now. I just started touching you.
Are you not grateful for the touching?
Yes, I didn't say I wasn't.
Okay, then that's what I'm saying.
I'm supposed to do what Angel would never do. That's forget the past.
I'm not asking you to forget. I'm saying don't bring it up in that moment.
I'm supposed to do what Angel would never do.
No.
Don't bring it up. Don't bring up the past.
That's a lie. That is a lie. All I'm saying is that when I initiate, listen, when I initiate, just be like, okay.
When you initiate, I just supposed to be like, okay.
Instead of.
But what happens when I initiate?
What you mean?
You don't always, okay.
What do I
when
do?
You initiate?
I don't go, about time. I've been waiting
no,
all these
be
weeks.
Like, not right now. I'm tired, but I got this to do.
You're missing it. You're breaking up. You're comparing apples to orangutans.
Apples to orangutans?
Yes. You're comparing two different things. I am saying, because you want me to initiate more, correct?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you also want me to say yes more.
Yeah.
When I do those things, don't undercut the yes by being like, well, about time.
I don't be doing that.
Marcus, that's the reason why I'm bringing it up.
No, I don't be doing that. I don't be like, about time. I do be shocked. You can't deny me. You can't. get mad at me because I'm shocked.
No, you did it last week, babe. And I was like, you're about to block your blessing. You said, you about to block your blessing. Yes. I said.
Because you should have been like, you should have accepted, like, you right, but let's go ahead and do it.
No.
Let's go ahead and get this in. You right.
We still end up doing it.
Say yes more. You say yes more, and I will not.
Are not given flippantly.
What?
My no's are not given like flippantly. Like, I'm not saying no for the sake of saying no. I'm not saying
prove
no.
It. Prove it.
You know what I'm gonna do?
What you gonna do?
When I tell you no, mm-hmm. I'm going to explain to you what my entire day or whatever is, mm-hmm. and then. Or either this. Ask me at the start of the day. Huh?
Ask you what?
To do it. To have the sex.
Uh-huh.
So that I then can tell you, okay, here's what the day looks like. Can we do it at this time? Would that work for you? Can we do it at this time? Could you help me with this thing? So that way.
I'm glad you're in therapy. We in therapy too.
You borrowing my therapy toy.
Yeah, I am. I'm borrowing Angel's therapy. Dr. D be on it. Angel, you will put so much on your plate.
Yeah.
And there are times where you have said at the beginning of the day, this is going to happen sometime today or at the end of the day, and it doesn't happen. This is how.
But did you hear what I said the solution is?
That ain't the goddamn solution.
How
I've known you long enough.
But you don't help me with any of the stuff.
Problem. This is the biggest problem.
He don't want to help.
This is the biggest.
He don't want to help.
This is the biggest problem.
The
segment was supposed to be talking about, does sleep derail you?
Well, is sleep
and
is usually
you,
the problem.
Hold up. You went on defending yourself about how you constantly neglect your husband's sex life.
Yeah, dummy. What I'm saying is it won't get pushed to the end of the day when I'm sleepy, where things get derailed. If maybe I included the to-do you in looking at my to-do list. You see?
Hey, yes. You're full of shit.
How am I full of shit?
Because your one thing turns into 12 things. And that
but
12
if you
things
help me
turns
with
into
six,
36 things.
If you help me with then 18.
Ain't no helping you with the stuff.
Yeah, that's what you
think. Because you start to chewing and patting your hair, and you get busy. No, I need to do this. I don't need you. But what you can do.
No, Marcus, you don't like to help me.
Angel, you a lie.
You don't.
You a lie.
You do not. No, I'm not. Watch, you start helping me more. Watch, the legs will open wide.
This is the woman that be all out with her homegirls drunk and horny, or out with me drunk and horny, and then get home and fall asleep.
That's a whole different scenario.
No, it ain't.
Drunk
because you high right now off of what you're saying.
No, drunk and horny, two different things. That is, to be drunk and horny is to be in an imaginary place.
That's where you are right now.
I'm not in an imaginary place.
Hey, all you got to do is bring it up early in the day and I'll work it in. Lies.
See, Cherokee Gal 02, I actually like the thought of scheduling sex. He don't. It's
got to
feel
No, I got to their point. Let's schedule it.
Okay.
Let's put it in the books.
Now, listen. Watch
hell or high water. This is what you said.
Listen. No, that's I'm down for
put
that.
Put that in your to-do list.
You going to put it on your schedule, too.
I don't need it on my schedule.
No. I need
it
to
be on
calendar.
Damn it, I feel this motherfucking calendar up right now. Give me this.
You can put a recurring event.
Oh, it's going to be recurring. Absolutely.
Now, don't.
Don't what?
Victory.
Shut up. Victory. Put this in.
I was about to say, we just need to make sure Victory doesn't schedule things on top of it.
No, she's
going
to schedule it. Ain't nothing going to be scheduled on. Schedule me on top of you.
I'm here
we
for it.
We have our assistant.
I'll be like, Victory, I don't see it in here for today. She'll be like, that sounds like a you problem, not a me problem.
oh, y'all silly.
No, I mean, I'm down for that.
No, but I mean, definitely, I get the sleep. As you get older and get busier and things happen, I definitely get where sleep would derail people in, like, everyday life. I'm not one of those people. I'm trying to get back to, actually, I was always a night owl. It's just, for the longest time, my career woke me up at 4 or something in the morning. But it's much easier for me to, my time is at night, Angel's time is in the morning.
Morning sex to Marcus is,
my body don't be feeling it.
No. Actually, take us to the next segment so that we can take us to the next segment. Take us to the next segment.
Hey, you wait. You hear me?
Oh, exactly.
Oh, that's what I do all the damn time. I'm the most patient walking this planet.
Oh, now you stop cussing?
Yeah. Moving on. Mm-hmm. Take our advice.
Mm-hmm. Or audience question.
Or audience question. This is where we take an audience question and answer it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the question?
So Shantae asked, we'll actually answer
both. No, we ain't answering nothing from Shantae.
So she says, what's early sex and what's late sex to us?
What's early sex and what's late sex? For Angel, after 7:30 p.m. is late sex.
Like after, 7:30
For me, late sex is 2-3 a.m.
And I used to be that girl. I could do that.
Yeah, that, again, age has a lot to do with all of this.
Now, early sex for me, like prime time, early sex would be like 6 a.m., 5:30, 6 a.m.
Early sex for me is before my body.
But what's good early sex? What time? I know what your time is, and I want to see if you're going to tell
my
the truth.
My time? 8:30, 9 o'clock.
9:30, I feel like is more accurate.
Because I got to be up, everything, it don't feel the same. It ain't the same.
Do you understand how my life is already, the train has already speeded down the tracks by 9:30.
And why not make a pit stop?
Because, do you hear that? Stop. I need all the momentum to get through my day.
Okay.
Marcus has realized how long it takes for me to get my momentum back up, so he doesn't mind if he puts a halt on the train.
It's okay at midday, 2 o'clock,
Usually by 2, in that time, I have naturally came to a stop on something. I have naturally transitioned.
And you don't naturally stop until you snoring again.
You a lie. You're not listening. You're just coming up with things to say.
I'm not just coming up with stuff. I am listening.
So I'm saying at those times, I've usually came to a gradual, okay, this project is done. Dick time. You see that? This task can be marked off.
Now that's, this is
get in that ass.
Once a week.
What do you mean?
When we are at the moment, this is the thing, the busy ass schedules, we got all this stuff going on. There's only once a week when that time schedule is going to be perfect for us to do that. And if that time schedule is filled with your to-do list, it is
not.
No,
it's not only once a week. It's because of where we are. It's not the schedule. It's where our locale is.
Which is our schedule. Our schedules put us in that locale.
But our schedules still sync up.
Once a week.
You're not listening, but that's fine.
So that to one
that's
time a week.
That's fine. You're not listening.
The schedule has to, no, because I'm glad you brought this up.
No.
The schedule has to line up that one time a week, and everything has to be,
You can come home.
The Jupiter got to.
You can come
all
home.
All of that has to be. The sun
you
has
can
to
come
be.
Home.
Mercury, Venus, Mars, Saturn.
You got, can't, the
NASA
big can't make no noise.
Everything has to even.
And the big
Andromeda,
can't make no, can somebody catch
the
us?
The Andromeda Galaxy. All the way out.
Let's ask the other question. 165,000
light years away. It has to line up.
Okay.
That one time a week.
Next question. What does the marriage bid is undefiled mean to us?
The marriage bed undefiled?
Uh-huh, scripture. The marriage bed is undefiled. Let me look up the word undefiled.
I'm going to say defiled would mean it's been defiled. Undefiled is like the remedy of that, ain't it?
Pure. The marriage bed, pure.
Pure.
Pure is what undefiled means.
Yeah.
Tell me what it means to you in our marriage. Does it mean anything?
When the marriage bed is pure? What was the question?
It in the scriptures of the Bible, it says the marriage bed is undefiled.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to us in our marriage. It don't mean shit to Marcus is what he's trying to do.
It means it's pure. What the hell? It's in the description.
No, but does it mean anything to us? Does that scripture mean anything to you? When you think of our marriage and our sex life, does that scripture have any connotation on how you look at our marriage and how do you look at our sex life?
I mean, we have an agreement in our marriage, an unspoken agreement. It ain't even got to be spoke on. To me, that's what it is. If in our marriage, it's as far as us both being happy and getting done what we need to get done.
Both being happy and like, getting done.
I don't understand. What okay. does the, in our marriage, what makes the our bed pure?
No. What does that scripture mean to you?
It don't mean nothing to me.
That's what I was trying. I was like, I don't think it means anything.
I need the full context of the scripture. That's just a pass. That's one sentence out of that scripture.
The Bible says marriage.
That be the problem with black folk. Y'all just said, hush.
The Bible says marriage is honorable in all and that the bed undefiled.
And that the bed is pure. So honor thy spouse. In thy bed, in thy commitment, right?
Is that what it feels like it means to you?
Yeah, sure. No, this yes, is what, that's what it means.
This like, is what I feel like helps answer that question. And I'm sorry, I didn't say who asked the question. The question was asked.
Saying. Y'all,
the question was asked by Danny Five. What I'm saying is, Marcus, that scripture does not play a part in how he views our marriage and views our sex life. So the scripture doesn't have much meaning to you. The scripture itself, you're saying, means something, but it does not apply.
It don't apply to me. Yeah.
He does not think about our marriage in the context of, or sex in our marriage in the context of, what does the Bible say about sex in our marriage? He has standards that probably are influenced by the Bible.
Absolutely.
As far as in monogamy, as far as in honoring me by only being with me. Yeah, I know. But to ask the question with that scripture is to be like, that scripture has importance to him. That scripture does not have. You
know, I heard it for the first time today.
It does not have.
I remember hearing it for the first time. Maybe I've heard it before, but that has no weight or bearing on the way I live my life as far as that scripture. Like,
so a lot of people see it as, oh, well, whatever you decide to do in the marriage bed is, can't nobody say that it's nasty, yucky, or wrong because it's done in your bed. It's done
what
in
happens
the,
between, that's our marriage. As far as I'm concerned, that's our entire relationship. Ain't nobody else's business what the hell we do.
Right. Where I feel like.
That's how I would deliver the sermon on
Sunday. It ain't matter what the hell.
This is what the hell we do. We married.
But for Marcus, there are certain things that do not go in our marriage bed. So it's not necessarily anything goes. It's for you, it's whatever rules we set.
Yes.
So that's why I'm saying it's not the same as anything goes, the way some people see it as. If we're married, we can do whatever we want to inside of this bed. Marcus has very distinct want-tos inside of this bed.
We can do whatever we want to.
Yeah, it has to definitely be a we. It can't be just a me.
Yeah, that, you got some churches out there preaching some bad stuff. Now, the women, whatever your man wants to do as your husband, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
No, that ain't how it works.
I don't know if I'd necessarily agree with that scripture. I do feel as though, as a goodie would say, don't yuck my yum. I be yucking.
Yuck it up, Angel.
I'm saying I be yucking some people's yum. I'm just going to be honest. For me, in marriage, it is definitely whatever rules that we apply. And if I don't like it, then to me, that's undefiled. I mean, that's defiled.
Yeah.
If I don't like it, it doesn't matter if it was in our marriage. If I don't like it, it is then defiled.
Yeah.
I don't care what this. Well, y'all married. Yeah. No.
She don't want to be choked like this. That's not a good thing.
So I do think that that scripture feels a little misogynist. I'm just to be honest about it. I feel like it was written at a time for men to be able to do whatever the hell they wanted to when it came to
that. That's how it feels to me. It's just like I could see, I ain't going to say a lot of preachers, but I could see preachers twisting and turning this, especially to their younger congregation, that they forcing these younger kids to get married at younger ages just because they all go to the same church. And then them being confused in their marriage of like, well, this is what he wanted to do. And then it's 20 years later and they it's all his resentment because they grew up in the church getting told, well, I was just supposed to do whatever he wanted to do. And I didn't really want to do none of that stuff.
Yeah, I really feel like we're not at a place, I feel like, fully where there is an equal authority when it comes inside the marital bed. And if I felt that way, then I possibly would agree more with the scripture. I feel like we're still at a place where men are given a lot more freedom and authority to drive the car when it comes to sex. So I'm like, no, you know what? Whatever I say is not right is defiling the bed. Whatever he says is not right is defiling the bed. Yeah. Then everything
not
that
to
we
say
agree
it's
with.
Always on men, but that's 9 times out of 10, that's where that comes from. That's the freedom of a man wanting to do what he wants to do and not so much the woman.
Yeah. So if I had to apply that scripture, then it would very specifically say the marriage bed that both the husband and wife have agreed on the terms and feel good about is undefiled.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Well, y'all come over here with some scriptures. Y'all got to put it in context. Y'all can't just be throwing out some random black scriptures and think I'm going to go fall in line with it. I need the full story.
He do, my baby do.
I do.
Yeah, we have. I've heard about pastors teaching that
oral sex
is wrong. I have heard of that. I don't agree.
Yeah, until they go, never mind.
I don't agree.
I ain't about to keep crapping on them. Yeah, that's the marriage bed. Give it up. That's that bullshit right there.
Yeah, I don't agree. But there might be stuff that.
To me, that is a very unsatisfied bedroom. If you ain't got some oral sex involved, I'm gonna let you know right now.
Yeah, I don't agree. I don't agree with that. So. But you know what? If that's what they want to listen, if that's what they want to do in their marriage bed, well, all right for them.
I just hate when I can't stand that they preach shit like that. It's like, where? Flip through the Bible. Where is it at?
Listen.
They come up with this shit and start preaching it, and then you got people just blindly following. And it's like this one book that y'all want to go by. It ain't even in there. So where is it coming from?
Listen.
Look, I love my people in my black church, but it's a lot that I'm around so many people that have been influenced by it for so long at a later age. Like I was around people younger, but now as I get older, I see grown adults still, I'm gonna go ahead and say it, traumatized by a lot of this stuff, and I'm like, what?
It takes people a while to like figure out their
Excuse
how
me,
they want
it out again.
Yes. make a mark. Time mark. Okay. So anyways, let's end it with the, go ahead, babe.
Oh, so let us know what defiles your bed. Does sleep or anything else derail your sex life? You know, busy schedules. Let us know in the comments below. We thank y'all for tuning in.
No, that's not the end.
It's not. I was just letting them know to this point.
Okay. I just need him one day to know how this show goes.
I do know how it goes.
I've never had any other host on this podcast.
We just did comment of the week.
No, we didn't.
What would we do? Oh, that was Tank Your Advice. What's the comment of the week from last week?
From my episode Ain't Raised No Quitters, Shay Lane's Bit 7304 says, I think it's important to teach kids to finish what they start, but I don't think there should be a blanket rule to absolutely finish. An equally important lesson to teach kids is when to leave toxic situations. No, you can't just quit because you're bored or change your mind. But if you're being bullied or mistreated, it's absolutely okay to remove yourself from the situation. Such a good point. That's so valid. Point. Come on and preach.
Yeah.
Shayla. Shayla Nesbitt is what her name is. I said Shay Lane's bit. Shayla, yes.
Bernie, let me see it.
Shayla, you better preach to us. On this good old day. If y'all didn't know, you can leave a comment on our podcast on YouTube, or you can leave comments on our social media posts that are on Is This Gonna Cause an Argument on IG, as well as That Chick Angel on IG, Marcus Ain't on the Gram on IG, and also on our TikTok accounts, That Chick Angel TV and Tank Don't Talk. If you leave a comment on any of those platforms, you possibly will be selected for our audience comment of the week.
Yeah, I would have said Shayla Ann Bits.
Shayla Ann Bits.
No, I'd have put an and in there.
You would have just thrown the D. Oh,
absolutely.
He was like, why not? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? Why are you looking
so
at me?
Y'all
like
already
that?
Know where to follow me. Ranger just told you. Make sure you support our sponsors. They are BetterHelp.
And Hello,
and Hello Fresh. I was going to say everybody. And Hello Fresh.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you put in those promo codes and support us. Again, when you support them, you support us. Because you got to eat and you're going to need therapy. So you might as well use those and use our promo codes.
Come on.
Right?
Amen.
And do you want to give them your handles again, or you already gave them?
Oh, now I'll give my handles one more time because I got other stuff to tell y'all about. Them. At That Chick Angel, almost across every platform, Angel the Actress on Twitter, you can find me. Just type in That Chick Angel. If you want to see me or talk to me, yeah. If you're not a part of our Patreon, again, that is patreon.com/thatchickangel. You can check out my self-care line, Mama Likes, as well as this YouTube channel, at Mama Likes 127, where you can see Mommy Confessions. It is. Maybe that's why they did it. They said she like this man. You can also look at the link or the show notes in this episode to get tickets to our LA show, which is June the 14th. It's a live showing of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? June 11th? What did I say?
14th.
I'm so sorry. June 11th. We will be doing this podcast live, so you can check out the link in the show notes as well as the description of this video. And also, please check out Mommy Confessions.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead, babe.
I'll let y'all know again. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my building body butter called Man Shit. That's manshyt.com. You can check that out. And again, make sure y'all, if you in LA, get these goddamn tickets.
June 11th.
If you were near L.A., get these goddamn tickets.
June 11th.
June 11th, Bourbon Room. If you are near somewhere that's near L.A., get them goddamn tickets.
June 11th.
Because it's going to be an hour regardless if you're driving. It don't matter where you at.
Yeah.
On June 11th. So, till next time, family.
May Bye.
God be with you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.